Hello and welcome to this special eyes closed edition of That's What She Said. So, as the name implies, if you have your eyes open for this, that is not the idea. So this is not a listening while driving episode or a listening while operating heavy machinery episode. This is a chill the fuck out and have your eyes closed episode. So here we go. I want to talk today about planning, but not in that way where it drags you down and feels terrible and miserable and feels like there are lots of details and 87 questions and 44 proposals and things to do. And let's skip all of that. Let's just close your eyes and take like three really big breaths. And not like moose breaths, not like where you just sort of snort really fast, like the big, deep, long breaths to get you into your body. And breathe again. And one more time. And as you close your eyes, I just want you to see yourself somewhere in nature that feels good. So you're under no duress, no peril, no storms, no terrible things are happening. It's all calm. And then about 40 feet in front of you, notice that there's a tiny structure. Notice the shape of the structure. Notice the color of the structure. Notice whether it's together or falling down or somewhere in between. And then take a few breaths and walk toward it. As you walk toward it, notice what you're wearing and what you're doing in this scenario. Are you wearing just what you're wearing now? Are you wearing anything at all? do you have shoes on? What kind of shoes? Just noticing. There's no right or wrong way to do this. You don't have to go into your brain and think about it. Just be there. So as you open the door to the structure, when you step inside, it's all white everywhere. And there might be light coming in, there might not be. There might be animals there or other beings there. There might not be. But it's bigger than it looks on the outside. So notice, what are the floors made of? Notice, what are the walls made of? And in this empty space, notice that directly across from you, there's a shelf. So approach it. And on this shelf, you will find the things that remain when you've been gone for 50 years from this planet. Now, that's not meant to be a morbid or a terrible thought. That is simply the way of things. We're all going to go, but we're all going to leave things behind. And on this shelf, as big or as small as it is, as whether it's a whole library that's required or a really tiny shelf that you would use to hold a toothbrush, this is what you will leave behind. Notice what's on there at this moment. Notice what's not on there. Notice if you would like this shelf to be bigger. Notice if you would like this shelf to be better curated. Just notice. And then notice the room around you as it warms and it softens. Notice if there are any other people there with you. They can be alive or not. You can know them or not. Just notice. And take a moment to be with them in this space. This is your legacy. Touch whichever objects in the room you'd like to touch. Explore the rest of the room. There might be other things in the room. There might not. And just notice. And if you're in the part where there isn't enough stuff on your shelf or you don't have anything on your shelf, typically that's a sign that you aren't listening to some deep, fundamental part of your own heart and your own being. So things appear when you begin to listen, even just a little bit, and even in small ways, like turn right or left, wear yellow instead of blue today. Those tiny, tiny things, those build trust with that voice inside you, and you can begin to see what's on the shelf very, very quickly. But don't panic. This is not a judgment. This is not an exercise in despair. This is just an activity. And if you have things on the shelf, really take note of them. You can pick them up and hold them and touch them, regardless of what they are. Some of them might be literal. Some of them might be metaphorical. Just notice the gift of being here right now. You can stay here as long as you would like. Just pause. And on the other side, I'll help you come out. So as you're ready to exit, just take one last look around the room. Say goodbye to any creatures, beings, humans, or entities that are in the room with you. And then take a couple of deep breaths. You're in this space. And then leave that room, back to that place in nature that feels safe. See if it's changed in any way now when you look at it. And then take another really deep breath. Feel your fingers, feel your toes. Come back to the physical world slowly. You can open your eyes when you're ready. You're here. You're alive. That room exists in some other fucking space-time dimension. And it's always available for you to see how you're doing. So you can listen to this podcast, but you don't have to. You can just see it if you would like. You don't have to have a lot of ritual. You don't have to light candles, drink whiskey, and say seven prayers. You can just go and check in that space to see how you're doing. When it comes to planning for the next whatever it is part of your life, no matter when you're listening to this, doesn't have to be January fucking 1st. This is where we start. We start with what do we want to put on the shelf this year? And it might be that you put 500 words toward a novel that you're writing on that shelf, and it still counts. There is no measure too small. But you're either contributing to the shelf or you're not. So what are you going to do to contribute to that shelf and to that legacy? P.S. If you're a parent, you're going to parent your child every day. And that is a great deal of work, so please don't think that I'm only talking about books and projects and tangible things. But if there's something burning in your heart that's like, yeah, I know I should do that, can this be the year? Can this be the year that you write the screenplay or that you make the paintings or you have the show or you hold the performance or you gather the group or you organize the troops or you begin your secret activist group, whatever it is, can this be the year that you start that? And can that be the first priority instead of being the thing that gets tagged on at the end? The thing that's incidental, the thing that gets ignored, the thing that's too expensive, too tiring, too big, too... Can you make that thing this year and can you share it with us? Because that's the thing that we need. We need you to begin work on that thing. Put things on that shelf. If it helps, you can install a physical shelf in your house and begin to put things on it. This is one of the things I've done, and it's really helpful to look up and see that. Is this going on the shelf? No? Okay, cool. Then it's not as important as something that is going on the shelf. Do I have to do email? Absolutely. Do I have to do it first thing? Emails are never going to be on my shelf, oddly enough, and so they're going to come after the work that I know is meant for the shelf. I can go on and on, but you get the idea. Should you have any questions, comments, concerns, you know where to find me. I will be rolling out the new, improved, and wonderful projects that I have coming up on January 11th, so stay tuned. But until then, no pressure, man. Go and do the things. Go do the legacy things. May they be so amazing and rewarding, and may you feel as if you are enough, as if your work is enough, as if your life is enough. May you revel in the joy of planning the next thing, and even more in doing the next thing. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.